didn't see it. Mm. You can never be fooled again. Mm. You can never not know it as absolutely the truth. I don't mean you walk around in some kind of blissed out state. No, you'll still get mad, you'll still get frustrated, you'll still want to punch somebody. But you won't forget that all that is love. You won't be uncognizant that that's not separate from love. Love will become much bigger. Your understanding of it will include everything. I get very happy when I meet someone like you. It excites me. This whole room excites me. I don't say that every time.
Mm-hmm. I don't think you've ever said that.
Yeah, I don't think I ever have. Well, there's never been such an exciting group. So you can, the problem is you can fool yourself. The mind is so powerful. You can walk around really creating for yourself a state of mind that all love is everywhere. It's a very new age illness that where you deny the dark side. You deny everything that doesn't fit with this picture of bliss and nirvana and little bunnies hopping and, you know, and smiley faces on everything. And you can walk around with this false smiley face. And many people do this. And it's a denial of other aspects of what is, other aspects of life and how things are. So the real recognition that all is love is not a denial of the dark. It includes everything, not in a, you've sold yourself a bill of goods,
right,
that everything has a happy veneer on it or a nice aura to it, but you've actually seen, you've actually experienced how it is that everything is love, including murder, including Hitler, including the person you hate. That's how big love is. Nothing's excluded. As a concept, the mind says that's a little wacky. But as a true seeing of what's true, there's no question, there's no doubt, there's no, that can't be. Because you see it for yourself. You know, if you drink a glass of ice water, you can't convince yourself it's not cold, no matter how good your argument ability is. And it's like that. Once you see that love is all there is, truly, you can't be fooled again. I want that day to come for each one of you. Not because I'm some missionary who wants it, you know, whatever. Because I know it's not possible for most people, because most people are too close-minded. Most people believe what they've been taught too rigidly to even be open enough to the possibility of that. But this room is full of people who are open to the possibility of that. And it would be, as far as how I look at it, a shame to not get there when you have so much potential and so many of you are so close.